It's Wednesday, the 7th of January. And it's a wild morning. It was a wild night, I'll have to admit. I only heard it once. It's such a good sleep. And I lie in bed this morning, just after 8. But it was wild, and it's wild this morning. The rain, fortunately, has eased off a wee bit, but it's still a heck of a wind. It's blowing a gale out there. Everything's so sodden. Give me the cold and dry any day. Actually, I saw a weather forecast for the end of the week and the weekend. Our friends in Canada, and especially Steph Slandy, Steph at Slandy, I should say, was tweeting about this massive, I think, deep freeze that's hitting them at the moment. According to our forecasters, that is going to cause a massive depression across the Atlantic and hit us by the end of the week. And they're talking about not gusting to 90 mile an hour winds, but 90 mile an hour winds. Oh my God. Batten down the hatches. But it's fascinating how nature works. It's a wee bit like, you know, change one moment in time, change one little thing in your life, you could change the whole of your life. And nature's a bit like that, you know, consequences of one thing happening in one part of the world. Oh my goodness. It sounded like something coming off the roof. It's not that well yet. The, you know, consequences somewhere else in the world, maybe the other side of the world. But I'm not sure where my heart lies with that one. Whether I want minus 35, minus 40 degrees, or 80, 90 mile an hour winds. So I definitely slept well last night. In fact, it was really difficult getting out of bed this morning at the back of 8. Go on, Miss Blackbird, get them hunted. I wish I could see what goes on in my garden. See, all the action but without sound. She's pecking at the porridge at the moment. Continually turning and looking. Make sure that cock blackbird doesn't come back. But he's hiding over there, I can see him. He's heading over the foot. Now he's come into view, so she'll allow him just so far and then he'll get hunted. Something just landed in the garden. That's another cock and she's after him right away. Well, no, it's a hen. And off she goes. Wow, that was fast. That was like, here's my gun. And the other one didn't bother to show theirs. They just got off. Ah. I'm having to stand with my back to this wind. It's that strong. Keeps the wind out of the mic, and it also keeps my tea warm for a little bit longer. And my hands are cold. But I'm going to see the doc. Well, actually, I'm going to phone the doc and ask them to call me back, because I think I may have found what might help my white finger, which is becoming worse. Well, I guess it was never going to get better. It was only going to get worse. Apparently, one of the resources for helping, and I don't want to take medication because I've taken medications for other things, is nitroglycerine. Yes, you heard it right. Explode your body. Nitroglycerine ointment or cream, which apparently dilates the blood vessels and capillaries. I also found while searching that one of its very common uses is for hemorrhoids, which I don't have, thank the Lord. But I couldn't buy it at the pharmacy. It's apparently only available under prescription, so I'm going to phone the doc and ask them if they will write me a prescription for a wee tub till I try it out, just rubbing it into the fingertips and see if that helps. And if it does, well, I'll get it on prescription for nothing. And if it doesn't, then, well, it doesn't. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. I've got a creak in my neck this morning. I must have been lying in a very awkward position during the night, but I guess that's probably because I've been trying to take the weight off this ear, and I've probably been contorting my head and neck into a position that took the weight off, and thereby ended up with a creak in my neck. You just can't even. It's not bad, really. It's not bad. It's not really painful. I've so much to do. I've got a list of practical things to do before the weekend. And I've been procrastinating all week. Well, all week, this is on a Wednesday, but for a few days I've been procrastinating. And I need to start today. Once I get started, I'm fine. No, it's just sometimes when you get lethargic over the long Christmas, New Year period, it's difficult to get motivated. It's different if you've got a job that you've got to go to. In other words, you're in employment and you haven't got an option. You've just got to get out there and get right back into the ball game, as they say. Who says that? I think it's all Americans that say that. Or Canadians. I'm going to be careful here. But in my position, there is no what's the word I'm looking for? There is no opt-out clause. No, that's wrong. That's not what I meant. There is no. I can't even think of the words to say. What's the words? I don't need to go to work, so therefore, I'm putting off doing the jobs. Wow. It's getting pretty wet. And I forgot to put the eggs on. Now the eggs are on. My memory is just shocking. If I think of one thing, it just immediately takes me away from the thing I was... There's another word for thing. I was in the big bathroom yesterday. I was doing a wee job, a task. No, let's rephrase that. Take that back. Oh my god. I was trying to fix a tap at the wash hand basin, which isn't letting the water out properly. And I immediately thought there was something I had to do and I hadn't written it down, so I thought, I'll go and do that. Right, I'll go and do that just now. Oh my goodness. And I said to myself, no, the inner being said to me, no, just tighten that nut back up first, in case you forget to tighten the nut back up. So I tightened the nut back up and completely forgot immediately what it was I had to do. Three-second memory, my god. I wonder what that was. I hope it's not someone's roof or conservatory. Anyway, it's very wild.